Lauren Chappell, the marketing person for the Frenchtown Farmers Market, has also taken the promotion of this weekend's event under her wing.
Heritage Fest is coming up November 4th. It's 10 to 4. We will block off Georgia Street from MLK all the way to Macomb and basically have a giant block party.
Chappell says that stretch of street will feature a wide range of attractions.
The street will be lined with food vendors. We'll have a stage at one end that will have musical performances. The FAMU cheerleaders are coming. We will have the Tallahassee Hispanic Theater doing stuff. And then we'll also have TED-style talks throughout the day.
No heavy discourses on politics or anything like that, Chappell says. These talks will focus on fun and useful topics.
How to eat healthier, how to get a car loan, how to experience some of the culture of Frenchtown in 15 minutes or less. Like, snap.
Chappell mentioned music. Helping lead a stellar collection of local talent will be Kiedza Anderson Ponder, who says his early musical exposure was eclectic, to say the least.
My mother listened to, like, big bands, so like Glenn Miller, you know, String of Pearls and things like that was going through the house. And then my dad, he actually listened to country music because he was a country boy. He was a farmer when he grew up, and he listened to like Gene Autry, Dale Evans.
With the dawn of the MTV era, Ponder picked up on everything from The Police to Prince and Michael Jackson.
I have my music going now. It's more of a collective of all those different things, different styles of music, from jazz to funk, you know, from the Parliament to Stevie Wonder, all the way to Gene Autry. Because when I talk country now with people, the artist that I came up with was like Ronnie Milsap was one of my favorite artists.
All influences that Ponder and his musical colleagues will project from the Heritage Fest stage.
I think we're going to try to pay respects to a few people that have passed away, Prince, Tom Petty, some of the people that inspired, you know, some of the things that I do. I'm introducing my new project, which is going to call Love is Free. And a part of that movement is really just to get people to recognize that we're all the same people. We're all wanting something that is very possible, which is love.
Providing more of that love connection, says Lauren Chappell, will be many other facets of the larger community.
We'll also have community organizations on site providing activities. We'll have a kids' corner and Wellness Way.
Some of the health counseling provided by festival healthcare partners, such as Tallahassee Memorial and the Neighborhood Medical Center, has been a literal lifesaver in the past. And for those fans of farm fresh produce and other goodies,
the farmers market is always every Saturday. We'll have extended hours this weekend for Heritage Fest, and we're expecting to have 20 to 25 vendors just in the farmers market.
Chappell says that will be in addition to all the other vendors lining the street, Frenchtown's 6th annual Heritage Fest this Saturday from 10 until 4. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.